Now, you know, we've started a sermon series on the church. We're actually on a healthy church.
我们最近刚开始一个新的系列讲道，是在讲什么是健全的教会。
And this Sunday, the topic is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 18 to 25.
今天的经文是在希伯来书十章十八到二十五节。
And it's about We as a church, why do we come together as an assembly?
这一段经文在讲为什么我们教会，我们需要基督徒需要一起来聚集在一起，一起聚会。
So if you turn there, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 18 to 25.
所以请翻到希伯来书十章十八到二十五节。
And then I need a volunteer to read in Chinese and one to read in English.
请一位帮我们念中文，一位帮我们念英文。
Hebrews 10:18-25. Now where there is forgiveness of these things, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus,by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
Okay, Chinese? You want it?
这一切既然都赦免了，就不必再为罪献祭了。所以弟兄们，我们凭着耶稣的血可以坦然无惧地进入至圣所。这进入的路是他给我们开辟的，是一条通过幔子又新又活的路。这幔子就是他的身体。我们既然有一位伟大的治理神的家，我们良心的邪恶既然被历尽，身体也用清水洗净了，那么我们就应该怀着真诚的心和完备的信进到神面前，又应该坚持我们所宣认的盼望毫不动摇，因为那应许我们的信实的。我们又应该彼此关心，激发爱心，勉励行善。我们不可放弃聚会，好像有些人的习惯一样，却要互相勉励、劝勉。你们既然知道那日子临近，就更应该这样。
Thank you both. Now this whole chapter is wonderful. Go home and read the whole thing.
希伯来书这第十章整章经文都很棒哦，你们回家可以自己读一遍。
And you'll notice this is kind of a tail end of something, and the writer of Hebrews has been talking about Jesus giving us access to God's fellowship and access to His grace and love because of His sacrifice.
前面这段经文之前一直在讲耶稣怎么样为我们成为为我们献上自己为祭，让我们现在可以来到神的面前，可以来支取神的爱跟恩典。
And in his tail end of this discussion, he turns and says, talks about us coming together in fellowship, us drawing near to God, and then us coming together in fellowship.
然后讲到这边的时候，就开始讲到说，那我们这一群属神的人怎么样一同来聚集在一起
？We belong to each other because of what Jesus did.And then we exercise and come together as a group. as people who belong to each other.
那因为耶稣为我们所成就的事情，我们彼此之间是互相属于一个团体的。
Now in life, a lot of times you will belong to something, but you don't really come together much or exercise or put to use your membership in whatever group you belong to.
其实我们在这一生中也常常有机会去属于一个团体，但是这个团体不见得常常会聚在一起做什么事情。
Now, how many of you belong to a fitness club?
比如说，在座有多少人是一个健康俱乐部的会员呢？
Ooh, didn't have a lot of people,
没有很多。
Raise their hand. Now, I myself have never in my life belonged to a fitness club.
我自己从来没有加入那个健康俱乐部。
And if I get exercise, I've got to go out, it's got to be outside at a park or something.
像我做运动都是要到公园去。
Now, if you do have a membership, it's really totally no use to you unless you actually go to the club and exercise.
如果你是某一个一个什么的会员，那你都没有去使用你这个会员卡的话，那其实这个会员卡没什么意义啊。
And the same can be said for any kind of membership. And since none of us belong to fitness clubs, think about other memberships.
那其实不管是哪一种会员都差不多。
If you don't use it, it serves no purpose.
如果你不去使用这个会员的身份，那其实就没什么意义。
Well, how many of you have a library card?
在座多少人有图书馆的借书证？
Ooh, we got a lot more people raising their hands.
比较多人举手了。
There's no reason to have a library card unless you go and you check out books.
可是你有借。
And you read them.
可是如果你都不去图书馆借书来看，那你这张借书证也没什么意义。
Now, I won't ask you to raise your hand if you actually go and check out books.
我就不问有多少人确实是会去借书来看了。
I mean, our wallets are full enough without adding more membership cards and more credit cards that we never really use.
我们的皮夹已经够满了，没有必要再去放一些我们从来都不去用的那些会员卡、信用卡。
And this kind of situation is the same and important in the church too, and your church membership too, although you don't have a little card saying you are a member of the church.
其实在我们教会里面也是一样，虽然我们没有一个会员卡，可是身为教会的会友，我们也是有同样的情况。
So it's not surprising at all that in this tail end of this discussion of what Jesus did for you, in a sense, to give you this membership, the writer of Hebrews says, don't forsake the assembly of believers.
所以前面讲到耶稣为我们舍命牺牲，献自己为祭，让我们能够成为这个好像一个会具备这个会员的身份，那既然你有这个身份，你就不要来停止，不要停止聚会，放弃你这个身份。
Verse 25 is almost like a command. Let's not do this. Don't do this.
25节好像就是一个命令一样，他就说你们不可停止聚会。
It's not an option the way he's saying it here. It's something we've got to keep doing.
他这里的语气并不是一种可有可无哦，它是一个命令的语气。
Now, none of God's commands in his word are arbitrary. None of his even recommendations are arbitrary. They have important reasons behind them.
上帝的命令都不是随便讲讲而已哦，都是有他的原因的。
And so we know that even if we don't know why we should do it, we should obey his command.
即使我们不知道为什么上帝给我们某一个命令，我们还是要去顺服。
But there are actually a lot of pragmatic reasons why we should obey this command.
可是其实我们遵守这个命令还有一些很实际的原因呢。
But the thing is, they're not so obvious at first when you read it.
不过我们刚读的时候，一时之间不会觉得很明显的看出为什么要这样讲。
For a fitness club, it's obvious. What's the benefit of putting it to use?
像这种健身俱乐部就很明显了，我们就知道去使用会有什么实际的。
If you go there regularly, you're going to improve your health.
如果你常去健身的话，那你的就会比较健康。
You might give yourself a nicer body figure.
身材会保持的比较好。
And, you know, someone who hasn't seen you in a few months, when they see you, they say, hey, you look good.
可能好几个月不见的人看到你就会说，哇，你看起来气色很好。
And then they're saying, what happened to you? And you'll answer, oh, you know, working out, that kind of thing.
他们就会问说，哎，你最近做了什么让你气色这么好？你就说，啊，因为我一直都有在运动。
If that's the case, why wouldn't people want to have and put to use their fitness club memberships?
既然有这个好处，为什么很多人拿了这个健身会员身份却不去用呢？
Well, I can answer that because I don't have a fitness club membership.
这我可以回答，因为我自己没有。
Because one, maybe they are not enjoying the exercise, and two, maybe there's a higher list of priorities. There are other things that seem more important.
第一，可能是不是那么喜欢去健身呢、哦？去运动。第二个是，生活中还有其他更重要的事情要做。
You don't go to the library and check out books if you don't enjoy reading books.
那如果你不喜欢看书的话，你也不会想去图书馆借书回来看。
Well, what do you get out of fellowship of believers?
那我们基督徒聚在一起聚会有什么好处呢？
We said that regular exercise is crucial to your health. The fellowship of believers is actually much, much more crucial to your spiritual health and your eternal health.
我们说运动对我们的健康有帮助，有好处。那同样的，这个来聚会对我们的属灵的健康也是有帮助。
It's the fellowship, the assembly of believers who get together is actually a place where you have a special way of access to God's grace and His work in your life.
当基督徒聚在一起的时候，这是一个很特别的方式，让我们可以来到神的面前，来支取神的恩典。
And we don't have a temple in this day and age after Jesus came.
我们现在已经没有圣殿了。
But in the past, the Jews had one place, one temple where they could all go to and get together to meet God and have things dealt with and deal with God.
可是过去犹太人他们有一座圣殿，所以他们要敬拜神，就是来到这个圣殿里面。
And think about the time of the Jews when they had a temple.
想想看，这个犹太人当初有圣殿的时候。
You might live 3, 4, 5 days travel away from that temple.
也许你住的地方离这个圣殿要有3-4天的那个行程。
But that was the special place of God's presence.
可是在当时圣殿是一个很特别的地方，上帝特别在那边跟大家同在。
If you were a Jew at that time, you could pray to God wherever you were.
那如果你是当时的犹太人，他们当然是可以随时随地在祷告。
But there was a special access to God that could only be had at the temple.
可是呢，在圣殿里面，上帝会特别跟你同在。
And there were several festivals every year where everyone from all over Israel, no matter how far it took them to travel, would travel together to assemble as God's people at the temple and draw near to God.
犹太人每年有几个很重要的节期哦，在那个时候，不管你住在哪里，你都会来到这个圣殿，一起来敬拜神。
Now, verse 22 talks about drawing near to God.
22节有讲到来到上帝面前。
It says, since we have a great high priest, let us draw near to God.
他说我们既然有一位大祭司，我们就应该要来到神的面前。
That's why the Jews had to go to the temple. That's where the priest carried out the sacrifice to give them a special access to God, to God's mercy and His presence.
所以啊，犹太人才要来到圣殿，由祭司来帮助他们来献祭，让他们可以来到神的面前。
But because we have Jesus, we don't have to go there anymore.
可是因为我们现在有了耶稣，我们就不需要再去圣殿了。
And we can have access to God because of this high priest Jesus wherever we are.
我们现在已经可以随时来到神的面前，因为我们已经有一位大祭司耶稣。
So you might begin to wonder, well, why do we need to assemble as a people anymore? There's no central place we have to be to worship God.
你可能会问说，可是现在既然已经没有一个圣殿让我们一起来敬拜神，为什么我们还需要聚会呢？
There's one thing about that Old Testament drawing near to God at the temple that's you can see a lot in the Psalms, and it's a real blessing.
我们在旧约的诗篇里面可以看到，能够来到圣殿，来到神的面前，是一个很特别的祝福。
Now write this down if you're taking notes. Psalm 121 to Psalm 134.
像诗篇112到114篇就是特别在讲到这个。
If you're looking in the Bible at the top of the psalm, they'll say Song of Ascents.
如果你看圣经这边有标题就写这些是上行之诗。
There was actually a list of songs that were celebrating the Jews' togetherness as they're going towards the temple to assemble together.
这几首诗篇是在犹太人他们一起来到圣殿的时候他们所歌颂的诗篇。
It's a beautiful celebratory and encouraging thing to get together.
这是在庆祝也是在鼓励大家一起来到神的面前敬拜。
Now, there was a special way that when the Jews assembled together, they got blessing from relating and fellowshipping with each other, not just from having the priest doing a sacrifice on their behalf.
当犹太人聚集在一起敬拜的时候，不单单可以透过祭司的帮他们献祭来到神的面前，他们彼此之间也有从彼此的团契关系中得到一些好处、祝福。
And that's the same today with us when we assemble together. That's why the writer of Hebrews says.And don't forsake the fellowship of believers.
我们今天也是一样，当我们基督徒聚在一起聚会的时候，我们就会得到鼓励。所以希伯来书的作者才会告诉我们不可停止聚会。
I'll list them in a little bit, but there are some ways God is at work, in particular and in a higher intensity when you get together that you don't normally see as much if you're just alone, you know, going to God in prayer and doing those things.
等一下我会特别谈到说当我们聚在一起的时候在信心上可以怎么样帮助我们比我们在独处的时候可以有有更多的帮助。
Now, do you remember, when we were going through Matthew, some of the parables were describing God's kingdom, his gospel of the kingdom, like a seed that was growing into a plant?
记不记得我们在讲马太福音的时候有谈到神的国度就好像种子长出来。
And as it grows, then it starts bearing fruit as it matures.
种子发芽成长长大成植物就开始结果子。
And it grows in individual people's lives.
那这个果子是结在个人的生命当中。
And as it grows, it gives them new life as they believe the gospel.
如果人相信福音的话这个生命里面就会结出果子来。
But it doesn't just stop there. They don't just stop with getting new life after hearing the gospel.
可是并不是说你相信福音得到新生命之后就停在那里了。
It continues to grow and work out in every different aspect of their life.
这个生命还会继续成长从各个方面可以结出果子来。
And they grow and they mature in their faith and they mature in their walk before God and their holiness.
信心上不断的成长让你的生命变得更圣洁。
So, God's, just think about that metaphor Matthew uses. God's has designed ways to help that gospel seed grow better in your life.
所以想想看马太的这个比喻有上帝他已经有安排一些方法让我们透过这个方法可以在信心上成长。
There's something about other believers being around you that helps that grow.
当你跟其他基督徒在一起的时候就可以这个信心可以成长得更快。
Now, God didn't have to have designed it this way.
可是上帝其实他不必一定要安排这样的方式。
God could just intervene, boom, and all of a sudden you're this great, beautiful, mature Christian.
上帝他可以行个神迹啊然后就让你突然间就变得一个信心巨人。
I mean, wouldn't that be nice? You wouldn't have these particular sin issues you're struggling with.
这样是不是很棒？这样你就不用在罪里面挣扎那么久。
You know, you're walking around, boom, and then all of a sudden you've got all this energy, you've got all this faith, you've got all these things you need.
你就反正信主后突然间神就行神迹让你信心大增。
When you're walking along and God has a voice in your stop doing that before you start sinning.
比如说你在独处的时候你正要犯罪的时候神就忽然有个声音告诉你不要做。
Now, I think God literally does do that occasionally in some Christians' lives.
其实有些基督徒确实是有经历过神这样子很神奇的向他们显现。
One time, when I was in California taking my ordination exam on the airplane flight, I was sitting by this guy who had become a Christian and he had been a drug addict before. And the instant...Right as he became a Christian, from that point, on, he never, never, never had any more addiction or desire for drugs.
像我那时候坐飞机去加州要要去考那个按摩的考试的时候，飞机上旁边坐的那个人，他是个基督徒，可他从前是一个吸毒的人，可是他一信主那一刻，神就很行神迹释放了他，让他脱离这个毒瘾。
And I told him this, and he really agreed with it. You really had a special gift and grace from God there, because a lot of times God will leave a person in facing and dealing with their addiction as they're growing, and God just removed that barrier for him in particular.
我跟他说，你经历到这个是非常特别的恩典，因为神通常会让一个人慢慢去成长，去再去胜过他的罪。
But God usually uses ordinary means to make you grow and make you mature and make the gospel seed bear fruit in your life.
不过神大多数的时候是用一些比较普通的方式，比较平凡的方式帮助你的信心成长。
God, you know, jump in and say stop when you're tempted to sin, or you might come to church and that particular day, the sermons that's preached just you feel like it's just pointing at you saying, don't do that.
当然上帝他可以直接就告诉你你不要犯罪，可是他大部分时候他用的方式是，也许你来到主日崇拜里面，你听到讲道的时候讲到一件事情，就是你可以明显感觉到神在对你说你不要去做这件事。
Or you might get in a conversation with your Christian friend and something comes up and you just feel convicted.
或者说你只是跟一个基督徒朋友在聊天，忽然有一句话就让你觉得自己犯了错。
And I'll tell you that feeling of conviction is as strong almost as if God had literally spoken to your ear, stop doing this.
所以不必一定要神很神奇的来告诉你不要做，你平常在跟基督徒相处的时候，从神那边所得到的启示也是一样的，让你觉得很震撼、很神奇。
But see, he's using ordinary means to bring that about.
可是神是用很普通的方式来完成的。
And he's giving Christians a part in helping each other grow instead of just doing it all himself.
所以上帝他不要一切都他自己来做，他要透过基督徒来帮助我们成长。
I want to give you an example of a farmer.
比如说举一个农夫的例子。
Now, there are a lot of places in the world that face drought for many years.
今天呢有很多国家他们已经忍受了多年的旱灾。
I've read Australia's been having that problem recently.
看到澳洲最近也有干旱的问题。
Now, think about a farmer in his drought-stricken field and someone comes and digs a well for him.
你想想看那个农夫他遇到旱灾那他的田里面都没有水，那这时候有人来挖了一口井。
And they import all this technology and set up a pump and everything's ready to give access to water so his fields can grow.
所以呢，就安装了马达，让他可以把水抽上来，让他可以灌溉他的农田。
And all the farmer has to do is use his muscles. Well, these days you can just hook it up to the electricity, but use his muscles.To get the water out of the ground.
这个农夫他只要花一点力气啊，去打水，水就上来了。
Just work the pump.
只要去打水就可以了。
What if the farmer demanded rain instead?
可是假设有一个农夫，他就要求上帝一定要下雨。
No, I'm not gonna pump this water out.
他说我不要打水。
God, I want you to send me rain.Exactly when my crops need it.
主啊，我要你在我的农作物需要水的时候，就在那个时候下雨。
Water is available in the well, or water is available sometimes from the sky.
这个水有时候是可以从井里面打上来，有时候是从天上降下来。
But either way, they're ultimately the water comes from God.
可是不管是从地底打上来，或从天上降下来，都是从神而来的。
The reason the water is available in the well is someplace it rained and the water got into the ground and it flowed underground to where that well went down to tap that water.
这一口井之所以会有水是因为别的地方下雨，这个雨渗到地下，所以流到这个地方来。
So God provides either way in a miraculous intervention or ordinary means.
所以上帝可以透过这个很神奇的让它下雨，或者是透过很普通的只是打井水上来的方式来给我们水。
Who provided that knowledge to know how to dig a well? Who provided the technology know-how at the time to be able to set up some kind of pump? Who provided that man his muscles to push the pump? God did.
是谁给我们这样的技术可以来造井？是谁给我们这样的知识可以来打水？是谁给我们这个力气可以来打水呢？就是上帝。
All these are from God, but they're all ordinary things.
这些都是很普通的方式，可是都是从神而来的。
So should the farmer demand rain, miraculous intervention?
所以农夫应该要求神一定要用下雨的方式来供应水吗？
Well, the Bible tells us in our spiritual growth, in that gospel growing a plant and producing fruit, it's the same kind of thing.
圣经说我们在属灵上的成长，我们在结果子的过程，就像刚刚讲的那样。
Certainly for that gospel seed to bear, to evencome alive and bear fruit is something miraculous.
其实这个福音的种子能够发芽长成，能够结果子，本身就是一个很神奇的过程。
But as you're reading through scripture, you'll come upon all these exhortations, you know, go do this, Christians, go do this. And these are describing ordinary means for God's grace to be made real to you and to impact you that you can go make use of.
可是我们在圣经上常常看到给基督徒的很多劝勉，说你要这样做，你要那样做，这些都是一些很普通的方式，但是可以让我们去经历神的恩典。
So you can sit back and say, God change me.
所以你可以就坐在那边说，主啊，求你改变我。
People say, it's your fault I'm sinning, it's your fault I'm having these problems.
有些人会说，我有这样的问题，都是你的错。
I'm not growing, why not, God?
主啊，我都没有在成长，为什么呢？
And just encourage you that God, if God doesn't intervene miraculously, God has given in the Bible some different ordinary means you can go to grow with His grace.
我要提醒你，如果神没有很神奇的、很奇迹式的来改变你，那圣经上也有很多话是他所用的一些很普通的方式要来改变你。
So pragmatically speaking, this command, do not forsake the fellowship of believers, is because within the church assembling together in particular as believers, you have a major access to a lot of different avenues of God's grace to make that gospel seed grow in your life.
所以这一节经文告诉我们不可停止聚会，是因为当我们聚集在一起的时候，我们就可以透过很多方式来到神的面前来支取他的恩典。
All these things, that I'm going to tell you about, you can get somewhat on your own by yourself, but there's a special power and a special effectiveness God gives to you assembling as believers.
下面我讲的这几点，我们在独处的时候，当然也自己有可能有领受，可是当我们聚在一起的时候，那个会感受特别强。
So just like I talked about, you know, technology and know how to dig a well and the muscle pump, I'm going to list a few things for you.
所以我要举出几点，就像刚刚讲的，怎么样去有那个知识啊、技术去造那个井，怎么样去有那个力气去打水。
Write this down if you're taking notes. Romans 10:13-14.
你可以写下来，罗马书10:13-14.
Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
凡求告主名的就必得救。
Now that's a statement of, hey, the gospel's going to grow.
这是在告诉我们这个福音。会的种子一定会成长。
But then he goes on, how will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher?
接下来他又说，可是人未曾信他，怎么能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎么能信他呢？没有传道的，怎么能听见呢？
Someone could get a Paul on the road to Damascus experience where this blinding light flashes him, and here Jesus confronts that person directly.
像保罗，他当初是很神奇的得救，因为他在往大马色的路上，耶稣就忽然光照他。
But God designed the normal way for you to hear a preacher.
可是神的安排是用一般的方式，让你能够从人来传道的时候去听见福音。
You hear a sermon preached about the gospel, and all of a sudden it's made effective in your life, and you hear and you call on the name of the Lord and you believe.
你听到有人跟你传讲福音，你心里面就大受感动，你就来求告主名，你就得救。
And this is true for that, and this is true for any other aspect of spiritual growth. You'll hear a sermon preached on it, and God will just use that in some way that you wouldn't see anywhere else to make it effective in your life.
同样的，你听到神的道被传讲出来，你的生命就可以得到改变。
It's just the way God set it up.
这就是神所安排的方式。
This is especially true of pastors preaching sermons.
尤其是我们听传道人讲道的时候。
The Bible actually talks about a spiritual gift that the Holy Spirit gives some to be preachers and teachers.
圣经提到说，我们圣灵会赐给人属灵的恩赐，其中一个就是讲道恩赐。
There's this special time where God's Holy Spirit.Puts it into effect.
这是一个很特别的时刻，圣灵就会把这个真理，让这个真理在你的心里面动工。
Paul even described his ministry. I planted, Apollos watered, but God made it grow.
保罗甚至这样讲过，他说我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。
Now, when you go and share with your friend the gospel, God puts that into effect too. I'm just saying there's a specialgift, spiritual gift that God uses with the preaching of His word at a Sunday sermon.
当然你去跟朋友传福音的时候，神也是可以在他心里面动工。可是当我们礼拜天来到教会听讲道时候，神会特别来动工。
And that's why when we assemble together, we have a sermon.
所以我们聚在一起的时候才会有讲道。
Not because the preacher is necessarily particularly eloquent.
当然，这并不是因为说讲员本身口才很好
，or that somehow the words in themselves are just so well put that it just moves people's emotions.
也不是说讲的这个讲的非常好，让大家非常感动。
You're gathered together to hear a preacher up here. I'm here preaching up here because we both have an expectation, not that we're doing something, but the Holy Spirit is especially going to be at work at that time.
你们坐在这边讲到，我在这边坐在这边听讲到，我坐站在这边讲到，并不是期待我们彼此之间有什么能够彼此给对方什么，而是期待上帝会透过圣灵来教导我们什么。
Now sometimes we actually read the word without it being preached in a service.
那有时候我们在聚会里面崇拜的时候，我们会读一段经文，可是我们不见得会去讲解。
You know Hebrews 4:12, right?
你们都晓得希伯来书四章十二节，对不对
？If you don't know, that's a good one to memorize. Who knows it?
这一节经文值得背下来啊。
Someone speak it.
有没有人可以背
？I'll start you off. For the word of God is.
因为神的话。
Living and active.
因为神的话是活的，是有功效的。
Sharper than any double-edged sword.
比任何两刃的剑还利。
It penetrates.To heart and soul and spirit. I'm paraphrasing there.
可以啊，刺入人的身心灵里面。
It has a power to, what we talked about last week, the hard heart. It has a power to even get through solid granite.
这个神的话有那个力量，甚至可以穿透一块石头。
Psalm 119:11 is another one you should memorize.
诗篇119篇11节，这一节也很值得背。
Who knows that one?
有没有人知道这一节？
Right.
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪了你。
It just being present in your heart, sometimes the Holy Spirit will just bring it back, bring it up right at the time when you're tempted to do something, and suddenly that temptation loses its power.
你将神的话藏在你心里面，在遇到试探的时候，圣灵可以帮助你想起这段话来，帮助你去抵挡这个试探。
Bible talks about may the word of God dwell richly as you, and then it talks about speaking to one another and all those things.
那圣经也谈到说，神的话充充足足的藏在放在你心里。
It dwells richly in you as you, and then as Christians speak to one another.Using his word and using encouragement to each other.
当我们基督徒互相来交谈的时候，神的话就会透过我们的谈话出来。
So do you have trouble in an area?
所以你在这方面有没有困难呢？
You have trouble believing something about the Christian life?
会不会觉得很难相信什么呢？
Do you have trouble obeying something in the Christian life?
有没有觉得很难去顺服呢？
One of God's means of grace is you coming and hearing sermons. You can go online. You don't just have to listen to me. And you memorizing scripture and meditating on it.
上帝所安排的一个方法就是你可以去背圣经，去默想这些经文。
He gives a power to that and uses it and applies it. That's what the Holy Spirit does.
他的话是有能力的，所以当你去用出来，就会有那个能力出来。
Something related to that, something you see periodically in the church is baptisms and the Lord's Supper.
像我们在教会的洗礼还有领圣餐也有同样的一个效果。
These are visible things you can taste, touch, smell, sense.
这是很有形的一个仪式，让我们可以去看、去感受、去触摸。
But basically, they're just like a sermon preached.
可是其实基本上这就像在讲道一样。
Romans 4:11 says Abraham received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised.
在罗马书四章十一节讲到说亚伯拉罕他受了割礼的记号，作为他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证，叫他做一切未受割礼而信之人的父，使他们也算为义。
Now he got access to God by faith. It says he believed God and it was credited to righteousness. But these other things are a confirmation, a continual testament to God's promise, just like a wedding ring is a confirmation of your promise to love and someone for the rest of their life.
他是因信称义，可是他也借着有形的割礼他来做一个记号，就好像我们的结婚戒指，这是神的约的一个记号，一个印记。
Write this one down, Ephesians 5:18-20.
他写下来，以弗所书五章十八到二十节。
Talks about be filled with the Spirit.
讲到要被圣灵充满。
And what does that result in? Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
这样我们就会用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
Singing and making your music in your heart to the Lord.
心唱口唱心和的赞美主。
Submitting to one another.
彼此来顺服。
As you're reading a lot of these scripture passages, you'll notice this over and over again, this one another, one another, one another.
你读这些经文的时候会发现圣经上一再出现说你们要彼此怎么样，彼此怎么样。
And in our passage today, we talked about, consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. And let us encourage one another.
像今天的经文就讲到说我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
There's a special role God has given you as a Christian to building up other Christians.
上帝给我们基督徒一个很特别的责任，就是我们要互相来建造对方。
Now that other Christian can make use of other means of grace and, you know, memorize the Bible for themselves, but there's a special power in another Christian sharing it with them and singing to them or singing with them about the scripture or sharing how the scripture has impacted them personally.
当我们基督徒可以自己来背圣经，默想圣经，从当中得到帮助，可是当别的基督徒来跟你分享他自己的见证，分享神在他身上的工作的时候，那有很特别的一个帮助。
Some of the most impactfulworship services we've had, I think, are when some people are sharing their testimonies.
我觉得我们在聚会里面有一个方式真的是最能够激励大家，就是做见证的方式。
There's a power and a means of grace there that's experienced different from a sermon preached. They're both means of grace, but there's just a difference to it.
那当然不同的就是做见证就好像也像是讲道在传讲信息，但是这是很不一样的方式。
And the Bible talks about whenever you are gathered in my name, there am I with you.
圣经也讲到说，当你们奉我的名聚集在一起，我就与你们同在。
Just like in the Old Testament, there was a special place of God's presence at the temple There is likewise a special place of God's presence when believers gather together.
就像旧约上帝的同在，特别是在那个圣殿里面。那在我们现在这个时候，只要基督徒奉主的名在一起，神就与他们同在。
It's not, God is everywhere in the world. He sees all, He knows all. But there's a special experience of meeting Him when you gather together.
当然神是无所不在的，但是当我们基督徒奉主的名在一起的时候，神的就是有特别的同在。
1 Corinthians 14:24 talks about, this, you know, non-believer coming into a church. And because of what's going on in the church service, it talks about his, the secrets of his hearts are disclosed. He falls on his face to worship God, declaring, God certainly is among you.
在哥林多前书14章24节那边有讲到说，如果有非基督徒进来我们的聚会里面，然后他看见在聚会中的情形，他就发现他心里面所隐藏的事情被揭露出来了，这时候他就会俯伏在地来敬拜神，说：“哇，神真的是在你们中间了。”
I hope you've had that kind of experience.
希望你们也有这样的一个经历。
And I wish we could have that every week.
我真希望我们每个礼拜、每个主日都能够有这样的经历。
Sometimes our own hearts are not prepared. Sometimes we're distracted. Sometimes there hasn't been as much prayer, and we don't experience as much. God is always here.But I hope we experience it that intensely is that description in 1 Corinthians 14.
有时候我们来到教会聚会的时候并不是很专心，可能心里面在想别的事情，就没有办法这样很深的感受。希望我们大家 主日来聚会的时候能够感受到哥林多前书14章24节这边讲的上帝真的是在我们当中。
I could go on and on about different means of grace God uses. I'll end with one more.
这种神用什么方式来鼓励我们，其实这个方式很多，不过最后再提一个。
1 Corinthians 12:11 talks about spiritual gifts.
哥林多前书12章11节讲到属灵的恩赐。
And that the Holy Spirit gives different gifts to different people just as he chooses.
圣灵会随他自己的意思来赐给不同的人不同的恩赐。
That means if you don't come together as believers,The gifts you're not gifted at, you won't experience other people using them to serve you.
所以你如果不来参加聚会的话，你就没有办法去经历圣灵给别人的那种恩赐，因为你只有每个人的恩赐是不一样。
And the gift you have, the only way it's experienced and encourages you is in you using it to serve other people. You won't get a chance unless you come together as an assembly.
至于你所得到的属灵恩赐，如果你没有跟其他基督徒在一起的时候，你也没有时间操练，没有办法去使用。
One of the less noticed ones that is a huge one is just related to speaking words of encouragement.
那其中有一个比较少被注意的就是我们要讲鼓励的话。
That's something the writer of Hebrews focused on. He talks about don't give up.The habit of meeting together, and then the very next thing he says, in a sense, when you're together, let us encourage each other.
希伯来书这边说，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些已经停止惯了的人。然后接下来说，我们要彼此来劝勉，来鼓励。
Now think about your life a minute. I was forced to think about my life this week.
这礼拜我就不得不来回想我自己的生命。我想各位也可以想一想你自己。
How often have encouraging words, come out of your mouth to other people this week? And to how many people has that happened?
想想看，这礼拜到底说了多少鼓励的话？
How often does it happen during a worship service?
在我们在聚会的时候，到底有说多少鼓励的话？
Or doing fellowship afterwards?
或者是聚会完结束之后，我们彼此在交谈的时候，我们说了多少鼓励的话
？I realize my own words and mouth need to be more trained in this.
我发现我需要在这方面有更多的操练，更多来练习说鼓励的话。
I mean, it doesn't come very often as I try to observe my life.
我觉得在我侍奉的时候常常忘了要多说鼓励的话。
Scripture will come off my tongue very often.
倒是常常经文的话常常从我的口中说出来。
Or correcting and training and thinking or theology will come off my tongue very often.
或者我也常常会讲一些训练啊教导的话神学的话。
But a badly needed word of encouragement, I don't see it that much.
可是呢最需要的其实是鼓励的话我觉得我没有说的不够多。
And as I was thinking about this, I realized I don't experience that much from other Christians either. Not picking on anyone in particular, I just realized this.
当我想到这一点的时候我也注意到其实我从别人那边听到的鼓励的话也很少当然我也不是在批评各位只是注意到有这样的现象。
And the reason I realized this is because there is, occasionally I get this word or this email of encouragement And it makes me so encouraged and so happy and so built up and then I realize, boy, I've been starving, but, I didn't realize how hungry I was.
我之所以会这样讲是因为我偶尔会接到一些鼓励我的email, 电子邮件然后我才发现那种感觉实在是很棒我就发现哇、哦、我真的是太需要鼓励的话。
And you cannot even know how some of your little words or emails have built me up and giving me so much strength to continue serving.
你们真的不晓得你这样一句一句短短的鼓励的话给我带给我多大的力量让我可以继续来服侍。
Now just think if this were more often on our tongues as we deal with each other.
所以当我们彼此在交谈的时候要常常来思考我们要怎么样讲鼓励的话。
And the only way it's going to be more often on our tongues is if we develop our love for each other, so it just naturally comes out.
如果我们想要多讲鼓励的话，最重的是我们里面要有真的是爱对方的心。我们如果爱一个人，我们就很自然的会说鼓励的话。
And that means putting aside our agendas and our little list of to do and all the other things that we get busy with or get worried about, and focusing on brothers and sisters in Christ.
应该放下啊，我们让我们忙碌的事情。专心的来把我们的心思放在我们弟兄姐妹身上。
I hope our church starts experiencing that more.
希望我们教会可以更多的来经历到这个鼓励的话。
And I pray that God gives each of us a sense of growth in our life because we are accessing all these different means of grace, these ordinary things He's designed to build us up.
希望上帝可以帮助我们透过不同的方式真正来经历这种属灵的成长。
Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
Oh Lord, we thank you for all your grace that's purchased through Christ.
主啊，谢谢你透过耶稣基督救赎我们的恩典。
And we just thank you that you gave us a part in serving each other and bringing these things to each other.
谢谢你让我们能够彼此来服侍来鼓励。
And therein is our lack, Lord. We don't experience it and we don't do it. And Lord, I just pray you would help our church mature.
主啊，在我们不足的地方，求你帮助我们能够让我们整个教会一同来成长。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We haven't done question and answer for a while.
很久没有问答的时间了。
And actually, if you remember our church, one time we actually had question and answer and or comment or word of encouragement or word of sharing.
我们以前除了有问答时间还有这个鼓励的时间分享的时间。
So I just wanted to open it a little for a few minutes. If you have a question that you're wondering about from the scriptures, we can just air it out and then we'll try to answer it from the scripture. Or if you have a comment or something God has worked on with you, and you just want to share it with everybody. I want to open it up for that too.
所以我们花一点时间让大家可以提问一些问题，或者你觉得神给你一些什么样的感动，你也可以分享出来。圣经讲到说耶稣为我们承担我们的罪，所以我们就可以没有罪了。那对于犹太人来讲，这一点比较容易了解哦，因为从旧约的时候神就设立说，你如果犯了罪，你就要找一只无辜的这个动物就要杀生，然后来代替你，那他就可以承担你的罪，你的罪就得赦免。可是从西方人的角度，从现代人角度来看，我们在法律上好像没有看过说这个人犯罪，另外一个人可以帮他顶罪的。所以我们要怎么样来了解说耶稣的死可以来承担我们的罪呢？耶稣怎么样了解耶稣他可以承担我们的罪？感觉上不是很公平，为什么别人可以来替我顶罪？
There's a Greek word the New Testament uses, it's called hilaskamai.
有一个希腊文哦，希腊的字。
Hilaskamai.
I don't have to repeat it.
And in our day and age and culture, some of the translators mistranslate it. They translate it basically as expiation. I don't know if... But the word literally is translated propitiation, which means to turn aside wrath.
这个字其实正确，有些翻译不是翻译的很正确。它正确的翻译应该是，应该它是一个赎罪，应该不是赎罪祭，它是一个祭，你献祭之后可以止息一个人的愤怒。
And I've forgotten the passage. There are several that specifically use the word Jesus is a propitiation for our sin.
所以其实圣经上他有提到说耶稣为我们成为一个挽回祭，这个挽回就是你本来惹一个人生气，可是因为他献的这个祭就挽回了他的怒气。
We don't just have a difficulty in understanding sacrifice, but we also have a difficulty in understanding the seriousness of sin.
所以我们不但不太了解这个献祭是的意义，我们也不太了解罪到底多么可怕，多么可恶。
I mean, that's the spirit of our age. We don't have that background like the Jews did, and everything they did, all the ideas of uncleanness, just let them know how serious sin is.
这是今天的人的问题哦，没有办法体会到罪是多么的可恶哦。可是像犹太人那个时候，他们比如说做了什么让人不洁净，他们就很清楚这个罪是很可怕的。
And because of that, we don't see how great God's love is.
所以因为这样，我们就很难去体会神的爱是多么的伟大。
Because if your sin isn't that serious, God dealing with your sin is not that big a deal.
因为你如果不觉得自己的罪很严重哦，那神来解决你的罪，你就不会觉得那么的伟大。
And if you are the one who has so greatly offended your Creator, then God loving you while you are still a sinner is not that big a deal, unless you realize how greatly you have offended your Creator.
所以你必须要很清楚的去了解说你真的是大大得罪了创造你的这个神哦，但是他却愿意来饶恕你，那种他的那个爱，你必须要明白自己的罪才有办法去体会。
Now I don't think I quite answered your question.
How come Jesus can substitute?
How come Jesus can substitute? How can he pay the price?
为什么耶稣可以替我们顶罪？为什么我就可以没罪无罪了？
And the answer to that is 1 Corinthians 15 and Romans, the end of Romans 5.
答案可以从哥林多前书15章还有罗马书5章看到。
Let's see, 1 Corinthians 15:22, and it's the answer to that is related to the way God relates to people in covenants groups.
我们可以看到这个《哥林多前书》十五章二十二节，这边讲到神跟人之间有一个立约的关系。
For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive.
说在亚当里众人都死了。照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
I think I might have preached on this. I know I preached on this at the Taiwanese church the other time, but I think I might have preached on it here too.
这个我好像有在这边讲过。
I'll just give you a short summary.
我简单的来讲一下。
God treats humanity as a group and put a head over humanity, which was the first man, Adam.
神看人哦是一体的，然后在为首的那一个人，做头的那个人就是亚当。
None of you were actually ever given the command not to eat the forbidden fruit in Genesis chapter 2.
在创世纪二章，神说不可以吃那个分别善恶树的果子。这个命令不是给我们每一个人，是直接给亚当的。
None of you had that chance or that decision to make.
所以就。不需要自己来决定要不要去吃。
Adam was given that, and as the head of this covenant group, what he did affected us, and how his nature was changed our nature.
所以亚当是在这个约当中是为首的那一个人，所以他做了什么就会影响到全部的人。
So here it says, for as in Adam all die,
所以他说在亚当里众人都死了。
In Romans 5 it says, for the sin of one man condemned all.
所以啊，在罗马书五章也是讲到说，罪是从一个人入了世界，然后就死就临到众人。
So the reason it's fair for Jesus to be able to pay for our sins is because he's the head of a new covenant.And what he does in that same relationship as Adam and why we're cursed in Adam, what he does affects everyone who comes under his headship.
所以同样的，耶稣是在新约里面为首的那一个，所以当初亚当这个在旧约里面为首的他犯了罪，所以等于众人都犯了罪。同样的，耶稣他为我们死，就等于承担了每一个人的罪。
I'll just say this last thing, although I'm very happy to sit down and discuss it if any of you have more questions about this. What was I going to say?
我最后再讲一点哦，如果你觉得还有疑问的话，等一下可以，我们可以继续讨论。
Okay. Well, basically, if there wasn't this existence of this kind of covenant relationship,There would be no fair way for someone else to pay for your sin.
要不是有这样一个约的关系哦，那别人来替你顶罪，就是并不是很公平。
The Bible says, "The man who sins shall die." In the Old Testament,
因为旧约里面讲就是说，犯罪的就必要死。
It's not fair. Someone else sin. If you're a kid, you do wrong, and they get the spanking for you.
所以有人顶罪当然不公平啊！你小孩子犯了错，别人替。替你啊，接受惩罚。
Were it not for this special covenant relationship and design that God had with Adam, and then Jesus as the second Adam, we would all have to pay for our own sin.
所以要不是因为神有这样一个约，设立这样的一个约，亚当是旧约之为首的，耶稣是新约为首的，我们就个人要为自己的罪来承担。
Now, I probably tired you out. Any last question or comment?
Language barrier too, they can speak. suddenly, if I start speaking quickly, I'll lose me. But I just don't know if they can understand, having different religious backgrounds or no religious background, who God is and why he's angry with sin. And so where do you start?
要怎么样让台湾人可以真的去了解说，这个人是有罪的，然后有一位上帝这样的一个观念。
I've started several different ways, and just even every person's different.
通常不同的人，我有不同的一个开场白啊。
And maybe you guys have some things you can share later about how you've done this. One way I start is not from talking about God, but talking about their own sense of someone's done wrong. And everybody has that experience. Someone's done wrong to me.
那有一个方法，我就是我会开始讲说啊，别人怎么样得罪你，或别人做错什么事。
And you get from that to, oh,Yeah, I've done wrong to other people too.
然后从这边就切入说，哦，他自己也得罪过别人。
And then that's a point where you can from there start bringing it to God. Why do you feel it's wrong that you're doing something to ever? This is actually something C.S. Lewis used a lot.
那再从这个观点来讲说，你自己为什么会这样做犯罪做错
？And that gets this into the next issue was by saying there is a creator of the world who.Has designed a way we are supposed to act, and you can use your trusty computer analogy. There's a manual. There's a way the computer works. If you go outside of the way, you get a crash.
然后你再带入说，其实整个世界有一个创造主，他怎么样安排？他人应该要怎么样来活出他的生命？然后也许你就可以用那个比喻说啊，你买个电脑，你那个。使用手册要先看过，你才知道怎么使用，要不然就会宕机。然后，所以我们要看我们的圣经，知道上帝怎么样安排人应该怎么活。
So another big difficulty in this culture is that people don't understand the idea of an absolute creator.
觉得台湾人不能明白神，主要是因为他们没有那个创造主的观念。
Their idea of a God is basically another person who's gone on to the afterlife who.Is particularly powerful. So as long as you do something for them, and if they can do something back for you, then you can start worshiping them.
那台湾人的观念通常就是把神想作是有一个人死后呢，然后但是他死后以后还有存在一股很大的能力啊，他可以，所以你如果去拜他啊，他就会来帮助你。
Just like if you got a problem with the traffic ticket, but you know this one person working at the Department of Transportation, and they can fix it for you.
比如说你拿到一个交通那张交通罚单哦，可是因为你有很好的关系哦，知道怎么样去走后门，所以这个人就可以帮你把这个罚单取消。
And so that whole concept, the idea of a creator offended by doing things that went against his design and his command, just doesn't just there's no connection at all.So you really have to start from scratch in a sense.
所以台湾人不太能够了解说有一个创造主，然后我们人得罪他的这种观念，所以你就是要从头开始去讲。